Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
After waiting your whole life, while you might have to wait just a little bit longer for that Oculus Rift. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Well, if you're waiting for that Oculus Rift virtual reality headset, there seems to have been an unexpected component shortage which will delay such matters. At least that's what parent company Facebook has to say. Back with us on the Tech News Briefing is Sarah E. Needleman. She joins us with the very latest. Welcome back, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
So, a lot of folks waiting in anticipation for their Oculus Rift. They're going to have to wait even longer. What's the story?
Well, the Oculus Rift was supposed to start shipping on March 28th, and people who place pre-orders. And when they placed the pre-orders, some were received notices saying that they would ship in that first batch on March 28th, and others would get them in April, then in May, etc. But as the first batch started to go out, some customers on Saturday received an email saying there's a part shortage and that there would be a delay, and that those customers would receive an update on the status of their orders by April 12th. So we do know that some have gone out initially.
Oh, okay.
We do know that the first few recipients were those who participated in the Kickstarter campaign that was originally how Oculus got its start. But for many other folks who received the emails, and we don't know exactly how many received those, but were notified that their orders haven't gone out yet, and that's because there's a parts shortage, and that they would get this update on April 12th. But the good news is that Oculus would pay for their shipping costs.
Okay. So, I mean, there's that, I guess. I don't know how happy that'll make some folks.
Well, if you're somebody living in, say, Australia, where the shipping costs would probably be pretty high, that might be quite a relief. One gentleman I spoke to who was out in Kentucky said he expects to save about $50. And while that's not a huge amount, considering the Oculus Rift itself is $599. He did spend almost $1,600 on a computer powerful enough to run it. So when you add it up to get any sort of discount, it might be welcomed by some folks.
Right.
Certainly disappointing about the delay. This gentleman I spoke to said he was used to it. He had waited online 8 hours to get the Wii when it first came out. And when the iPad came out, he waited about 8 hours too. Early adopters of technology tend to be somewhat forgiving and used to having to wait. But the question is, we just don't know how long. They said we would just receive updates on April 12th, but Oculus did not specify exactly what that means.
Right, and they're not being terribly specific in terms of the components that consist of the shortage. Anything specific coming from them at all, or what can we glean from nothing much, huh?
No, they haven't said anything beyond what's in this email and some tweets apologizing for the delay and announcing the savings on the shipping. It's interesting, though, Vive from HTC Corp, which is another headset that competes with the Oculus, also had an issue on Saturday where HTC said that there were some problems with accepting payments from pre-orders.
Right.
That had to do with financial institutions that were processing the orders. They're working to resolve that problem. And as we know, the PlayStation VR from Sony, it was initially supposed to come out in the first half of 2016. Now we know it's coming out in October.
Mm-hmm.
So the common theme here is some sort of delay or problems in getting these headsets out. Hopefully they will eventually make it to where they need to go.
So, having said that, considering that the three biggies, they're all having, you know, their own setbacks of sorts, does this kind of level the playing field?
The only impact it could potentially have is that a customer, may change their mind at this point and say, you know, if I'm going to have to wait anyway, maybe I'll wait for this one instead of that one.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the advantage that Oculus had is that it was the first to accept pre-orders. Now we can make pre-orders for the other headsets. Of course, when they arrive is still could be further down the road.
Right.
But if you're sort of on the fence about which one to pick and timing may not be as much of an issue, but now you could pre-order from any of the three, you might change your thinking. I don't expect it to have a dramatic impact.
Okay.
But if we see additional delays, it's possible.
We will continue to wait. Sarah, thank you so much.
The waiting game continues.
It continues. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Check us out at WSJ.com/podcast and subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.